Sporting Conway Show. Quick Dodger update for you. In the seventh inning, and don't say, you know, you're recording the game, you're going to watch it later. If you don't watch the World Series live, then that's not my fault. So the Los Angeles Dodgers 8, Tampa Bay Rays 3. Dodgers up by 5 in the bottom of the seventh, so the Rays will have the eighth and the ninth inning to try to even it up. And if not, the Dodgers will go on to win Game 1 of the World Series. All right, now that inning is over. So now we go to the top of the eighth. Diaz and Lowe are the first two guys up and for the Rays. We'll keep you updated and see what's going on. But that the Dodger team looks very strong. After being down 3-1 to the Atlanta Braves, they've looked sensational since then. Winning or being ahead in every single game. Winning those three games and now being ahead in this game. So it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Man, that does sound like you. Gina, did you do that? Was that your recording or not?
Yeah.
You know who I think Mondo is? Mm. This guy. Sounds like Mondo.
That does sound like Mondo.
It does a little, right? Yeah. Like the singing bear, right?
Yeah, that sounds just like me, Tim.
Sounds like Chloe, right? Yeah, sounds a little like Chloe.
Oh, boy.
Not that Chloe. You know, the right. Chloe that was on TV always, the psychic, right?
Madam Cleo?
Something like that.
Okay,
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. Whatever. You know? All right. This is interesting. That's too rough for a night right now. All right. The Burbank house that's being decorated. This is a really cool thing for Halloween, man.
Got Rich Murata?
Oh, yeah. Well, is he on?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said you're going to let me know when he's on. Is he with us? Rich, are you with us?
Yes, of course.
Oh, Rich Murata, how are you, bub?
I'm great. Yeah, funny moment in this Dodger game. Did you see the last game when Bellinger hit that home run and he
yes.
came in and gave the big shoulder bump and the forearm smash and he threw his, dislocated his shoulder, threw it out, and he had to go, yeah. Well, tonight, he hit a home run again tonight. When he came in, instead of doing a shoulder bump, he touched feet with everybody.
Oh,
they did
great.
A little
foot
bump.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it was cool.
Great, man. Hey, so Rich, how, by the way, are you still involved with the Hall of Fame or the Boxing Museum?
Yeah, the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. But, you know, we're like so many businesses and museums and things like that. We're basically in limbo and we couldn't have any events this year. We've had to close our museum down till this thing ends. And so we just wait, you know, we have to wait it out till the pandemic ends.
Right. Where is the museum?
It was in Las Vegas we will find a new location. We have no idea when we're going to come back, of course, but it was in a shopping mall, the Boulevard Mall in Las Vegas. And we had beautiful displays and a ring and a lot of events there. But, you know, listen, a lot of people are going through a lot worse than we are with that.
Yeah.
We're just on hold. That's it.
I get it, man.
Life's on hold right now.
I totally get it. Hey, so
I'm glad the great Monducci is back, by the way. I just wanted to pass along my own welcome to him back as well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's. Mm-hmm. We're okay with him back. You know, give and take. All right, so, but you have information here. Did you know David Hull?
Yes, Dave Hull, the hullabaloo. You know, Dave Hull, the hullabaloo, he came from that other era.
He was at KRLA, right?
Yeah. We worked together in the 80s. I was, it was the morning show. It was myself. It was Dave Hull was the host, myself, and Richard Beebe was the newsman. And we had a three-man show in the morning for about four years. And it was great, great fun. And Dave was very funny and came from that old era of disc jockeys. You know, radio has changed so much, obviously, Tim, you know, but
right.
but back in the 60s, you look back in the 60s, and the kings of radio were the DJs, were the disc jockeys, and the crazier,
no longer,
the better.
By the way.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that, I don't even know if there's any music on AM radio, for example, but even on FM, you don't get the crazy, wild and crazy. Your show is about as crazy, you know.
Well, and also, I mean, these guys playing music on FM, they don't get to play what they want. They just play what they're told.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, Dave Hull, you know, he was one of those guys who went through that whole thing like they used to in those days, you know, coming from small stations, traveling around the country, this job to that job, that job to this job. And, you know, eventually he got to KRLA. At the time, you know, KFWB was the king of rock and roll in the 80s. But then they established this great staff in the 80s, you know, which included, you know, Dave Hull and Casey Kasem and Jimmy O'Neill and, you know,
Jack.
All of these.
Right.
Yes. In fact, when I was working at KRLA in the 80s, which was kind of that second renaissance of KRLA, they were the oldies station then.
It was Huggy Boy,
you know,
right?
Yeah, Huggy Boy and Art LeBeau overnight with the oldies. But Dave was an incredible guy. He was known as like the fifth Beatle. He basically was at the forefront of that whole Beatles invasion when they came out west. He got the first interviews with the Beatles when they came to America. You know, even before they came to America, people were cognizant of what was going on with them, and they made Dave, the radio station, the president of the Beatles official fan club, you know, and all of a sudden you got thousands of members and thousands of fans, and he and the Beatles, you know, the guys that they had on the, you know, all of the disc jockeys, they promoted the Beatles concerts out here, the ones at the Hollywood Bowl.
How did he end up retiring? Was it on his own will, or did, you know, he was like 62 and they told him to get out?
No, not really. They get then the second we were at the same time together at KRLA, and then you know, it was one of those new ownership things. Greater Media came in and bought KRLA, and then they moved it down to Wilshire Boulevard downtown. And before you knew it, you know, Dave was out, and I got to work with another legend in the morning, Charlie Tuna, after I was with Dave for those years.
Wow.
But, you know, it was just, he was so funny, and he did so many bits. And the reason we're doing all of this is because a couple of nights ago, Dave passed away at the age of 86. And, you know, I'm glad you've allowed me this time here, because I'd hate to see his passing go without much notice, because he was so huge.
I like to always remember these guys. You know, like when Charlie Tuna died, I remember he died in February. I think it was like 2016 or 17. I think it was in February 2016. But I was sad to see him pass away, because I worked at KLSX, and he was doing weekends on K-Earth, and I'd run into him in the hallway occasionally, and he was really a sweet man, and he knew that, you know, he was past his prime, but he still would come in at 7 o'clock in the morning with his big, huge suitcase of CDs and play his, you know, his music, and kept his, you know, toe in the game. But he was never a bitter guy, ever.
Yeah, and you know, he was such a professional. He was so good. I mean, he was the ultimate pro.
Charlie Tuna was the best.
Yeah, and you know, Dave Hull, he was like the, you know, the crazy man. And ironically, you know, his last few years, Dave went to Palm Springs and he worked for a beautiful music station, which you could have never, you know, foreseen that happening, especially with all the crazy
stuff. So he was working all the way up until recently.
Well, just a few years ago. Yeah,
wow.
Just a few years ago, and he put out a book, an autobiography of his whole career. In 2013, and they let me do a chapter actually in that book, and we talked about the trip that we did, because we know we were the Raider station. The reason I went there, you know, and it was kind of a shock for me, because I went to KRLA from, you know, the staid all news CBS station KNX in town, right, where nobody ever smiled. And I walked in the first morning to work with Dave Hull, and he jumped up on the desk there and he started screaming, "It's Murata, it's Murata, it's Murata." And I'm like, uh-oh. and the guy didn't know what to expect. But it was great. And we, you know, he jumped right into Raiders football and had a great time. And they sent us down to the Super Bowl when the Raiders last, you know, won the Super Bowl that week in Tampa.
And we
did bits every night. We were down there for a week. We did our morning show every morning from there. And we'd go out at night and we'd tape stuff with people, you know, throughout town and did some really, funny bits. And it was a great time in my career because it was all about fun. You know, and you think about the whole career of Dave Hall, and his whole thing was fun. Every, you know, all of those shows, all those times were fun. And that's what he was about. And I'm a little heartbroken that he passed away, but he was 86, which, you know, I had no idea he was that much older than
for a radio guy, that's 140.
Yeah, well, you know, he had a lot of different renaissances.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Rich. I really appreciate you calling, man. It'd be a shame to have his passing go by and nobody mentions it. I'm glad you do that, buddy. That's a stand-up thing to do for this guy.
All right.
Appreciate you coming on, man.
Good talking to you, Tim. Okay, man.
Thanks, Rich.
Take care.
All right, take care, bub. There he goes. Rich Marotta, man. He used to do sports for Bill Handel.
Yeah.
I think for like 27 or 28 years. And on Rich's last day at KFI and his last, like, 3 minutes of the show, Bill Handel, in a very emotional moment, said, "You know something? I'm really going to miss you, Rick." And he said, "It's Rich." He goes, "Well, Rich." And that's it. Walked out the door. And after 26 years, all Handel could do is get up for saying, "I'm really going to miss you," and then call him by the wrong name.
Well, this is from the same man that said one down, one to go.
Yeah, when his mom died.
Dad.
That is classic. I totally respect that. Well, I'm gonna miss you, Schmondo. It's Mondo.
Tim Conway Jr., weeknights at 6. KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk.